John Rainey joins us from Austin. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty fair. Got in about 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I was telling folks that we had tried to coordinate things a little bit. We could change the schedule if we needed to. And you said, no, that's okay. We'll be up late, maybe on into the morning. I don't think we knew it was going to be that much into the morning. 17 hours of debate for your budget, huh?
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right. It's passed, and I think everything went pretty much the way it was anticipated.
Well, you know, there were a couple of things that didn't come to fruition that I think we thought were going to. School vouchers did not end up being a question in here. Kind of a surprise?
That was kind of a surprise. That was pulled, and I have no idea why. It was one of the amendments, but it was pulled.
The other thing I noticed is that apparently they took spending for HIV and sexually transmitted diseases and moved that over into an abstinence column, which was surprising to some members.
You know, I voted for that. I'm not particularly proud of that vote, frankly. I feel like that we need to be careful with what we do there. I also had another vote that I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble with. They had a vote about doing stem cell research on embryos, and that's one of those things that, as long as it's not done, where somebody has an embryo and does it for profit, I don't have any problem with it. Wonderful research has been done on the stem cell with embryos, and that was killed. I took a vote there that probably will get me in a little trouble with some folks.
Tell me where we are as far as gambling is concerned. Anything come up as far as extending what kind of gambling we're going to have here in Texas?
Not a thing. Okay. There was one vote that was wanted to do away with the racing commission, and that was an amendment that came up, and it didn't happen. You know, a lot of things in some ways happen in there that I thought probably would have been better in bills rather than as part of the budget. But I guess that's the way things happen. I know that I had a rider in there about Blinn and contact hour dollars that they get from the state, and it was challenged, and we won that vote very significantly with about 130 votes in our favor to require Blinn to make those contact hour dollars follow the student.
So now is that different from the bill that you introduced, or is this basically the essence of the bill?
It was different than the bill because it had only with the contact hour dollars. My bill has to do with contact hour dollars, tuition, and fees. We couldn't include tuition and fees in that rider in the budget because that would be making law out of through the budget, which, again, I question some of those things that happen. But because I think we were attempting to make law rather than distribute funds, and that's the way I think the budget should be. But that was a thing that came up, and we were successful in defending it. I think it gives me a good feeling about how, when 1903 comes out of higher ed, how it will be handled on the floor, because that was kind of a test vote. We won that test vote.
Again, you say over 130 votes?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right at 130.
Okay. And by the way, while we're just chatting about that, do you know when 1903 will be voted on again in the committee and then be on the floor?
I don't know for sure, but I do know I have the votes to pass it out of committee. I'm pretty sure I have the votes, unless somebody changed their mind. I have, I think, 7 votes out of a 9 that are definitely committed to me, and one other that may, and then one that he's concerned about it getting too close into trying to dictate policy about how the school operates. And he has somewhat of an argument. And I understand his argument. I just disagree with in this case.
Eddie, John Rennie joining us from Austin this morning after a 17-hour discussion of the budget last night and on into well into this morning. Anything else in this budget that that caught your eye or that you either went through more easily than you thought or something that didn't make it in there?
Well, there was some concern about spending money for rail, high-speed rail particularly, through transportation dollars, and there was an amendment that attempted to do that and to keep any state dollars from going in high-speed rail. And that particular amendment was defeated. I think it'll just be left up to the way that we write our legislation.
How about as far as A&M is concerned? What's in the budget for Texas A&M?
Well, A&M is part of the budget. Higher ed is getting a 3% increase. The TRB bill has two facilities in it for A&M, one for, I guess it's, what is it? Is it the ag and one for the medical school?
So you were, and that is rather newsworthy because it was going to be just one TRB, but you ended up being able to get two for A&M.
Yes, we were, and we made the argument that if we had kept the Health Science Center separate from the university, we could have gotten a TRB for that, and that went over very well. And of course, I was pleased that we got that.
Good. Well, so when does the House reconvene?
We're not going to reconvene until 2.
Well, I would say that you're probably one of the few members of the House who are up and moving around right now, so I appreciate you doing that. I really do.
I wouldn't be up and running if I hadn't set my phone to go off to wake me up.
Well, it did. But, you know, you sound like Gary Blair when we woke him up after winning the national championship. You forgot that he forgot he needed to be on the radio. I appreciate you doing that. That's yeoman's work. So go get some rest, and y'all go back to work, and we'll talk to you next week.
I did have a little speech that I had to give Sunday, and I was unable to deliver it because I had such a laryngitis so bad. And I did try to talk a little bit, and I told them that I didn't want them to have to listen to somebody that sounds like Bill Clinton.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the time this morning.
All right.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.